Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me, as always, is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. And it's good to provide a little bit of fear-free news to all of the public today. You and I love doing that. You know, this last week kept seeing so much more about fear all over the news. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's horrible. This flu season will be the worst. You know, I'm still hoping and praying for the exact opposite of that as we are actually learning best practice, social distancing, wearing our masks. And I am hoping and praying for an easier flu season than we've ever seen before. That would sure be nice and a nice break. And I hope we could see a little bit of positivity on the news. You know, we just never know. I mean, at CHI, we're taught that, you know, cases are still going down. Things are getting better. Numbers are getting better. You know, I turn on the news and it's totally different. But, you know, we'll keep seeing. Maybe our community is just unique and we have better doctors than anywhere else. I don't know. Maybe that's it. But, you know, remember, October is still Breast Cancer Month. And CHI wants to remind you that 1 in 8 women are going to develop invasive breast cancer in their lifetime. Early detection can save lives. CHI Memorial Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center offers softer mammograms to ensure that you are comfortable. All Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center locations, including Chattanooga and Hickson, Ooltewah, as well as Ringgold now, offer traditional mammography as well as 3D mammography. That's also known as tomosynthesis, a technology that improves visibility and cancer detection in women who have dense breasts. If you want to learn more or schedule an appointment, call 423-495-4040, and we have all of the procedures in place to protect you from coronavirus. So don't worry about getting out and seeing your CHI provider. Ed, what's up with you?
Hey, thank you, my friend. And of course, you and I always have busy weeks. And I mentioned last week that, you know, we did inventory, and inventory for a store of any store is a challenge. Well, I know this is not about health, but let me tell you what happened. Technology has got two sides, the most amazing and also a very ugly side. Well, what happened was we lost all the inventory due to technical difficulties after working basically half of all night Saturday night and Friday night. So we're going to have to do inventory again. So I just want to throw that out. And I am excited to mention several things today on Vital Health Radio. We're going to talk about, at least you know me, President Trump. We have to speak of that and his experience with COVID.
Yeah, let's
and
do
the
that.
Fact is, the first 3 days, there was a lot of mention about the 4 nutrients that he was taking. And obviously, he has some influence from people who are not just totally traditional. And it's kind of all faded away in the news. You never see the fact that he did the zinc, the vitamin D, and melatonin big time when he first got symptoms. And I do want to say on The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Michael Smith covered every single thing that was spoke about on the news at President Trump was taking, plus a few others. So The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Michael Smith. I also want to say that we're going to, and I'm going to speak a little bit about a great video that I'm posting most of these things on Vital Health Radio's Facebook. My daughter, who is passionate about health, and now has, of course, my one-year-old grandson, and she has a baby formula that she speaks about and educates for those who want to reach a very much higher level of quality instead of formula. And that is going to be on the Facebook. It is on Facebook right now. Next, I want to talk about again my breakfast drink and me doing all the push-ups. And lastly, there's a really good mention of something that says the one thing that connects with almost every cardiac death. Guess what that is? Lack of sleep, chronic lack of sleep. And that's something that, you know, many people just think it makes you tired, but no, it can actually shorten our lives and kill us. And I know Dr. Green certainly agrees with that. Mm-hmm. And lastly is the food called the one called Beyond Burger. You know, it's being served now at so many restaurants, and it's really junk. It really has some despicable ingredients. So those are the things I'd like to talk about today, Dr. Green, if I can. And I will mention that I am at a remote location at a person's wedding in North Carolina. And let me tell everyone there here in Chattanooga listening, North Carolina is about what I'm viewing in regard to mask and the way they're operating, about where Chattanooga was in April. I have a hard time finding any restaurants that are allowing me to go in. Everybody's extremely strict. It feels fearful up here. And again, I love what you said, Dr. Green, about, you know, we're going to create an atmosphere of calmness, not fear. We're going to create a reasonable plan of action. But it's feeling a little bit like I will be ready to leave here when I'm ready to leave here.
And you know who else likes to spread calm and lack of fear? You know who?
Who?
President Trump. Have you noticed that? You started out with this saying you want to talk about him. Let's do that for a minute. I noticed that he spread calm. I'm going to be okay. This will be fine. I'm going to go to Walter Reed and get treated. And they did aggressively. I'm glad they did. This is our president. You know, I was very disappointed with the media coverage, but extremely pleased with his response and his positivity. You know, he was on Rush Limbaugh, very positive. He was on Fox. I mean, I heard a few of his interviews. You know, very positive about this. We're going to get through it. I feel much better. You know, my breathing's not bad. It's going to be okay. We need to hear more of that. We really, really do. And granted, not everybody does. There are people at very high risk who do very poorly with that and other illnesses. But we don't need everyone in a panic over this, and we need people to have a more positive outlook. You know, we both know, I mean, as a medical provider, I know that someone's attitude, state of mind, spiritually, mentally, as they go into an illness, it's critical. I mean, you can promote your own health and wellness with a positive attitude. You really can.
And you can promote your own death by the negative attitude.
Yes,
and,
you can.
You know, I know that I sometimes use the aviation analogies probably more often than I should. I actually talked to my staff about that because this week I did some team building and I took several groups of three people up in my airplane. I love to fly. I'm a general aviation pilot. And it reminds me, your conversation about President Trump. And I'm not just picking him out. Any brave leader needs to stand firm and stand brave and also stand reasonable and, you know, not be pretending totally. But if you remember the movie Sully about the aircraft who hit the birds and all of the people were saved, guess why? He was brave. He did not panic. He stayed positive. And I have been in about three situations in small planes that if I had lost my cool and did not stay confident that the end would end well, I would not be sitting here talking to you on Vital Health Radio. The same is true of your health. I have witnessed it for 42 years. The spiraling of health due not to really mistakes people made, but because of the negative energy that connects with your immune system, your sleep, your mood, everything that has to be functional for recovery and health. And I think it's somewhat of a missing link that, again, you are exceptional, Dr. Green. And that's also, I'm going to brag on you and us because we're all in the best of the best. And we all got awards this year again. So, Dr. Green, congratulations. Nutrition World, congratulations. And I just value your wisdom. And I know more and more people are mentioning to me when they walk into Nutrition World how much they enjoy this show and how much they appreciate you.
That is fantastic. Yeah, and congratulations to you and Nutrition World as well. You know, I couldn't agree more with what you were saying about just having your head screwed on straight with that positive attitude. And, you know, if we as individuals don't have our heads screwed on with fear, if we've got more faith and a positive outlook, yes, that actually has been proven to be beneficial. And if we have the head of the country screwed on straight and telling us it's going to be okay, that makes a difference. Think of the strength that Winston Churchill gave to Britain in World War II. And that really helped his people. You didn't need him coming out saying, we're all going to die. You need him coming out saying, you know, we're going to fight. We're going to fight in the streets. We're going to fight in the air. We're going to fight on the shore. I mean, he let them know that they're going to be okay. We need that, and we have that in our president. I'm so very proud of him for that positive attitude that he has exuded to the people during this. And, you know, I see it. I don't know if everybody sees it, but, you know, there's plenty of clips with him spreading that positive attitude, and he is getting better. So, you know, you can't really argue with that either. And I keep trying to tell the patients that, and we're still doing all of our best practices. Don't get me wrong with that. I don't want anybody saying we're not doing that. We are, and that's still just smart. But we're spreading calm and peace in our office. You know, it works. It really does work. And thank you for you doing that as well.
Well, and thank you. And, you know, it would not matter if it was which party to me, if and when any president would do this same thing, I would be, I don't really judge black and white totally based on party. I judge on personality, character, and what do people do in time of crisis? That's when character is really exposed. You know, it's easy to be the brave one when everything's going pretty damn smooth, but you know, that's just not the way it is. Well, guess what? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Trump's supplement protocol just for a minute and a few other things. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And also, we have Sean Whitfield in the studio because Ed Jones is in North Carolina, and I'm broadcasting from here. Welcome, Sean.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. And we're also trying out some of our new technology, so it sounds like we're all together.
Well, and we mentioned earlier, you know, everything in life has a plus and a negative, most things, and we are really exponentially embracing technology to a level that probably would have taken 5 to 10 years because of the pandemic. Yeah. And it is going to have a lot of positive feedback and ripples throughout the country and world. And this is one of them, because I'm, you know, there was a time even 6 months ago, I would have been so uncomfortable doing this. And now it's just like second nature. So I like Dr. Green, the virtual medicine, I know at first he was struggling, you know, just with the, it's hard not to have people in front of you because there's an energy that you kind of want to see and feel, but we're getting used to it and the jobs are getting done.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I do want to say with President Trump, you know, the job is certainly, his health job is getting done because he has a great attitude. And we just mentioned that before, Dr. Green did, about the importance of that for health and healing. But I love the fact that he is on board with the same thing that I have been basically talking about every day, 6 days a week since this started, which is the reason we really value nutrients and the reason I give free vitamin D away to teachers and healthcare workers in Chattanooga is because, and Dr. Green could explain this very intimately, this virus, the reason that it's really significantly dangerous is because we have what's called a cytokine storm in the lungs. And that means that when the immune system kicks in to fight it, in some individuals, it actually does too much and almost creates a true storm within the lungs. And what happens during that period of time is fluid accumulates. And we know that that's not what we need to have happen. Well, if we can calm that down through the use of what President Trump took, the right dosing of vitamin D and also melatonin and zinc and a few other things that I really valued. Dave Asprey, who invented bulletproof coffee, I really value his, he spent his whole last 15 years learning everything he can about living a long life and also about health. I posted on Vital Health Radio Facebook what he wrote about how to do this with nutrients. And he said something that I say to a lot of people, I've never heard anyone else say this, and I learned it the hard way. When you take high-dose vitamin D at night, it actually shuts down your melatonin. And I learned through trial and error that I was not sleeping well, which I'm a poor sleeper anyway, and it was because of my vitamin D. So I'm wanting to tell everyone, take it at morning or lunch, not in the supper time. And I know you, Dr. Green, you're a huge fan of maintaining healthy levels of vitamin D for yourself and
absolutely.
For your patients.
Yeah, at least 4,000 units a day for me. I did drop down to 2,000 for a while. I had done sometimes up to 10,000 if I thought I'd been exposed to anything. I did that starting February, maybe end of February. At one point, I stopped and I went back to a low dose and... Yeah, I don't know. I felt more sinusy. My lungs felt worse. But, you know, there may have been more inflammatory change in my body. But I'm back up to the 4,000 a day, which is not a super high dose, but it works for me, plus my vitamin C. I'm not doing zinc right now, and I don't always do melatonin. But, you know, I have a whole other cocktail I do. I think it's Garden of Life Immune Support. Isn't it Garden of Life that makes that?
Yes.
Okay. So I do that. Also, at times, if I think I've been exposed, I've still got my Manuka honey if I need it. So yes, I have my own little cocktail that I use and recommend to patients as well. And I am very glad that our president was doing a lot of that as well. He must be listening to Vital Health Radio in the White House.
Hey, Ed, have you noticed in the 2.5 years how Dr. Green's habits have changed or adjusted a little bit? I think you've influenced him some.
Well, I appreciate that, and I certainly have noticed that. He never seems to age either, and the man is like Superman. We can go by with 4 hours sleep and act like he had eight. I can't do that.
God blesses me with great energy, Ed.
Ed, you're not going to believe this, but you just referred to him as a Superman. He is wearing a Superman T-shirt in the studio this morning.
No.
Absolutely, he is. He is wearing a Superman logo.
Good thing
T-shirt.
We're not on video.
You know? That's funny.
Yeah, sorry.
He's meeting his identity. But I want to comment real quick, Ed. You made mention about when to take vitamin D, and that's a very good point. I've been guilty of taking it towards the end of the day, and that's probably something that a lot of folks like myself and other listeners need to be mindful of, that the timing of many of the supplements that you guys recommend is so important, and maybe we don't take that serious enough as you know, listeners and people that are seeking the advice from both of you guys.
Well, the devil is in the details of so many things in our life, and some things it just doesn't matter. But, you know, I know with Dr. Green's, you know, his pharmaceutical world, I mean, look how critical it is to follow the recommendations that a person of knowledge has, and also what's on the bottle. Not all the time, because it has to be individualized by people who are smart like Dr. Green. But nutrients are not going to be dangerous generally, but they also won't work as well if you don't have the full panel of information. And on the bottle is not going to give you that. It's very general on the bottle. It would be like buying aspirin at Walgreens. Well, there's some general recommendations. That's pretty much what it does. It's trying to find across the board kind of what this could work for most people. But that's not what I really don't value that. We want to individualize so we can get the very best results. That's why, you know, I do all these podcasts on The Holistic Navigator. We have a great website at nutritionw.com. Actually, I got the numbers yesterday. We had 36,000 views on our website last month. And, you know, our online sales are going really, really great, because people are so, you know, sometimes they don't want to get out and they need to order things. And we're still there to help people. They can call, they can email, they can contact us in any way. We can't be treating medical conditions, but we certainly can educate. And one thing I want to make sure that I mention, and Dr. Green mentioned the brand Garden of Life, CBD is still quite a popular product. It, you know, a lot of people have tried it and didn't think it worked. Part of it was the devil in the details. They didn't take the right brand at the right time with the right dose. But I know I gave Dr. Green a bottle a week or two ago for his new wife to try out. But I want to just make on mention here, Vital Health Radio, I have a wonderful manager of Nutrition World, Scott. And if anyone comes in on Monday or Tuesday, the first three people who come in who go to Scott or myself and say that they heard this on Vital Health Radio, it's a $50 bottle, and I'm going to give away three of those until they're gone, starting on Monday, tomorrow. So see Scott, see myself, and come in and mention Vital Health Radio for a $50 bottle of CBD. And it's fantastic for stress. It can help some people with sleep, not everyone. And I want to mention the sleep one last time because it is on Vital Health Radio's Facebook. And it is now very strongly connected that chronic insomnia is a big risk factor for cardiac death. I've said this often, and I'm a very positive person, as you know, but if anything ever gets me with health, it will be my chronic insomnia. Why do I have it? I don't know. I had multiple reasons. I'd manage it well. There's no fixing it. I manage it with nutrients. But the thing is, it's cumulative, and I work too much, and I do too many things too much, and it just affects me. But I want to make sure that, you know, I give people a really good advice, because on NutritionW.com, I did write an ebook on sleep based on all of my journey through it. And I do fairly well. And I want other people to do better than they are. So go to that NutritionW.com and download the free ebook on sleep. How do you sleep, Sean? Are you a good sleeper?
No, not at all. I struggle with it. You know, I have my good and bad days, so something right. I could definitely improve on. I think Dr. Green has something he wants to comment about.
Well, I did a while back. I was thinking about the meds, but I like the sleep better. We'll talk about that. You know, I think everybody has insomnia. Sometimes as a doctor, when I talk to people, for the most part, I sleep like a log, which is great. And that's why I don't need as much, Ed, because I'm out when I'm out. I can fall asleep. Yep. I could sleep right here, right now, if I wanted to.
How many hours do you typically get a night?
It varies anywhere from 4 to 7.
Okay.
You know, it varies. Some nights are more busy. And, of course, we're used to being on calls. You might get up, all through the night. So you kind of get used to that level of fatigue. I think it's more that we get used to the level of fatigue rather than I have so much energy. We just, we're used to it. Yeah. I mean, I've had that for 35 years of that level. So it just doesn't bother me anymore. You know, sound makers, we've talked about, wasn't it Whole Tones, Ed? Was that the name of the company?
I tell you, but Dr. Green has one of the best memories I've ever heard, because he does not have notes in front of him. It is Whole Tones, spelled with a W. And it is something, again, I've mentioned it two radio shows in the past. I'm a guinea pig for almost anything if it's reasonable, and I bought this little machine for I think $110. Didn't want to spend the money, but again, when you have chronic insomnia and you're not going to do pharmaceuticals, which I don't recommend except in an urgent state, I do if people are crashing. But this little machine has some biblical history to it of how they basically took some of the scriptures and created some frequencies based on that and put music behind it. And I have to say, I am very pleased with how, if I'm spiraling with waking up or not going to sleep by not being able to hit my own off button, it works most of the time. I had one day this week that it did nothing. Why? I don't know. Maybe I snuck some MSG in my food or somehow without realizing it. But it's amazing. And so I want people to check that out. You go to YouTube and just type in the word Whole Tones with a W and sleep, and you can get 10 minutes of this frequencies for you to experiment with.
So, you know, I try that, Ed, and for me, you know, some people can sleep with the TV on or with music.
Yeah,
and for me, if it's a variable note, for me, it doesn't work as well. Now, granted, if King David were sitting there playing his harp, that may be different. But for me, in a lot of my patients, a steady sound, it could be white noise, pink noise, gray, whatever. There's a lot of different frequencies. But that works very well for me and for a lot of people. And it's so simple. And you can get some of those down to, say, $20 or $30. And, you know, I bought them as gifts for a lot of people, and now they're addicted to them, too. So I've pulled them into my sound maker addiction as well. But it really does work, drowns out a lot of the outside noises, so you're not getting woken up. But that's only for the light sleepers. That's the bad thing. Even though I sleep well, I am easily awakened. But, again, trained to do that kind of thing. So
yeah, many times I'll fall asleep with the television on, you know, at night. However, there's days that I have a problem disconnecting. Yeah, I'm still, my thoughts and my mind are still going full speed of all the things I didn't get done that day, all the things I'm behind on.
That's where the GABA can come in.
Well, and I do have some GABA, and I don't take it as often as I should, but you break a good point that I need to make that a priority, because I would assume that would help me to shut down.
I call that the Martha syndrome. You know, Martha, you're worried about so many things. You know, a little biblical thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's wrong, but you're letting your mind dwell on it.
And a lot of times you're worrying about things that's out of your control.
Well, control's an illusion, right?
Yeah. So. That's true.
Well, the truth is, I don't recall many times in my life that I've really solved anything in my head after 11 o'clock at night. I mean, I might remember something I forgot, but I don't do good. And most people don't do well at, you know, going through a problem solving at nighttime. Now, GABA, again, devil in the details, you have to do 1,000 milligrams upon your first awakening. It only lasts 3 to 4 hours. Guess what, people? You know, the reason that young people can sleep through almost anything is because they have high levels of GABA. It's already being made in the brain, but we lack it as we get older. And so you have to be prepared. And I call it cognitive popcorn. That is exactly what goes on in many of us. And there's not a switch to turn it off. I wish it was, but ain't going to happen. But we can manage it. We can manage it with multiple things. Whole tones music can help me. GABA helps. GABA's my lifesaver. But sometimes, like there was a week ago, I took literally 3 pills at midnight and 3 more at 3 o'clock in the morning. Got me some decent sleep instead of being a zombie. So again, I love GABA. Thank you, Dr. Green. Guess what? It is time to take a break already. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation about your health and nutrition and blood testing at Nutrition World and whatever else is going on with Dr. Green. So we've got that plus more to come. Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and with Sean Whitfield today. And we're talking about, in the break here, a little bit about eating out and foods, because, you know, a big chunk of my life is trying to learn about what does nutrition and food actually do to our body, and that's been my whole life. But I have to eat out a lot. I just don't cook, and I just enjoy eating out, actually. And it's certainly been a challenge over the past 6 months with all the ups and downs. But there is a food that's being out now that is being served at many restaurants called Beyond Burger. I think, have you guys both seen that, or have you tried it?
Not yet.
I've not tried it. I've heard about it.
Well, I can tell you, I did try it. I'd actually tried it in Portland, Oregon. And it was, you know, that's when I was doing the broadcast on Vital Health Radio from Portland. And a homeless person came up and knocked on the door of my window because it was so early out there. I couldn't do it from the house. And then these raccoons came by. It was quite the interesting show at that morning. But Beyond Burger tastes phenomenal. It tastes as about as good as any meat I have ever had. And it's not meat. It's fake meat. But that was the last time I will ever eat it, because I was very much unaware of the synthetic ingredients that basically a chemist has put together to create this fake meat. Now, I totally respect people who are vegan because of many reasons, compassion for animals, the fact they think it's toxic or whatever reasons. I never put down anyone for their choices of food. But this is not an alternative, people. If you go through the list of what is made in this, it's like 26 different ingredients that are totally synthetic, bad, really, really bad. So I know Burger King has it. I saw it at, I don't know, it was Jay Alexander's or another place. I mean, they have it. And I think it's a, you know, maybe they have good intentions to add it to the menu. They just don't know what they're doing. So maybe try it one time, you guys. I'd like for you really to taste it. I mean, one time's not going to hurt you. But it's an interesting food, and it's going crazy over this country. It's being sold everywhere.
Yeah, I'd be happy to try it. I'll try anything once, but I'd rather have the real thing, I think.
Yeah. My daughter is, she became vegan about a year ago. And so whenever she and I get together for lunch or dinner to try to catch up because she's 22 now, and you know you have to set an appointment to visit with your daughter when they're that age. Sometimes it's a little bit challenging to figure out, okay, where can I suggest we meet for lunch or dinner that's going to fit her menu? And that's a big challenge for me.
Hey, I want to brag on something I read this morning. I've been very outspoken about the fact that I'm an entrepreneur, been in business for 42 years this January, and it's sometimes lonely at the level of being an entrepreneur, business owner, because people who aren't, it's hard to understand what we have to go through. But there's a company named Moonlight Roller. And it was an article that came out this morning because I want to always encourage the bravery of these businesses that are recreating themselves and also not shutting down because of fear. I actually posted, and I'm not going to mention the name of the business, 3 days ago, my daughter came in and said, you know, this gift shop downtown closed down for 3 or 4 or 5 days because somebody who worked there knew somebody who was tested positive. And I said on Facebook, I said, I didn't say the word coward. I said, it's a disservice that you have done for two different groups, your employees and the public, and you caved into fear unreasonably. But I'm saying all that to say this company, this lady, she's 25 years old, opened a company called Chattanooga Roller Skate Company. She has made $3 million since the pandemic. She has created, and I don't know all the details, I just actually read it 10 minutes before coming on, but she has a movable roller skating like floor that she either rents or sells, and everyone's wanting it for all these parties, so they don't go to the roller skating rink. They actually put it in wherever they are, and she sells these skates. And she's made $3 million because she's freaking recreated herself, sharpened her sword, and done something spectacular.
With a really unique idea, too.
Yes. Who would have thought about that? I'm not a roller skater, but, you know, if I had teenagers and they can't go over there and there's a party, how cool. You come and rent this big floor, and they're just – I saw one video. They're just flying around on the floor of somebody's house.
Yeah, there have been a few unique businesses and a few unique ideas that I've seen that – you know, I come up with a lot of ideas, but it's rare you see one totally new. But that is
totally
new. I mean, a portable skating rink? Are you serious? How funny. Yeah, when my kids were little, they would have loved that. I can tell you, they would have eaten that up in a heartbeat. Does it come with one of those disco balls that comes down out of the ceiling?
It had a picture of a disco ball, my
Seriously,
friend.
Seriously, you're kidding me. Wow, that's perfect. Back to the 70s.
And, I mean, I can imagine, you know, I mean, you basically own your own skating rink and all your friends are there. You don't have to share it with everybody else who doesn't know what they're doing. So wonderful idea for her. Congratulations.
Yeah.
25, I think she's 25 years old and a Chattanooga person. So wonderful.
Fantastic.
Ed, I was going to just mention real quick, I wanted to share for those that may have not heard, and I'm sure many have, that Hamilton County Mayor Coppinger had a news conference last week and announced that the mask mandate in Hamilton County is continuing through November the 22nd. So I was just curious, both of you and Dr. Green's opinion, how do you feel about that? Do you both agree that that was a wise decision?
Ed, who goes first?
You go first. I'll be polite.
Well, first, I respect his decision. He's doing what he feels is best for the community. So, yes, we will respect and abide. I'm still hopeful that each individual business owner can choose for him or herself what they want to do in their own freedom. I mean, I wish we could see that. And so then you and I, as we go in a business, they can tell us what their rules are, and we can decide if we want to use their establishment or not. I think that's the way it should be. That's an opinion, not as a doctor, but just as a human being.
Well, I'm pretty much on board with those exact feelings. I do have to say, politically, probably if I was in his shoes, you know, he doesn't want what people would call blood on his hands. He would be the mm-hmm. person pointed to for every single negative thing that happened that might have shown an increase in this. But again, I had this conversation with someone in the locker room of Gold's on Friday, and we were talking about Coppinger and why he did that. And I said that exact thing, and he turned to me and said, but, you know, to make a tough decision is the sign of a good leader. And when you cave in due to political pressure, that's not a courageous leader. And he was right.
No, but it's a savvy politician.
And so there's a middle ground between being savvy, courageous, and other things. I tend to, because of my history, go back to, of course, you know, the fact Mexico has, the country of Mexico has banned a significant part of junk food available to their citizens because they made it very clear obesity is the number one risk factor for bad outcomes, people. How many times have you heard Coppinger say, maybe we should establish some good points to help people lose weight? Let's open up some free advice clinics or this or that, because that's the risk factor. It's not wearing masks. It's being obese. I'm not going to point fingers, but, you know, most of these people who are touting all of this mask protection, a lot of them just look at their face and you can see big chunky cheeks. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Well,
I do want to say.
Well, I was going to say, as a counterpoint, though, now the doctor comment is, if we as a community are wearing masks, social distancing, washing our hands, using sanitizer, if we are diligent in doing that this fall, we could see some of the lowest infection rates we've ever seen. It's possible.
Well, I'm not opposed to the mask actually anymore like I used to be. I'm opposed to being forced into a prison camp kind of mandatoriness, but I don't oppose the rules. I think it's common sense. I am perfectly fine with that. But let's bring in the bigger picture of other things too. I do want to say I have, and of course all grandparents think, you know, just the most of their own grandkid, but my daughter, Katie Forrest, is truly amazing. He's, you know, most 1-year-olds have 6 teeth. He has 10. There was a guy named Dr. Weston Price who really documented over 28,000 children and connected their teeth, because he was a dentist, their teeth to their general body health. And he documented this with photographs back in the, I think, 50s. And I still value that book because that could never be done today. But what he did is he connected the diets of the people with their health based on teeth. And it was pretty cool. Well, my daughter has created a real platform of education on Facebook called Earth Conscious Mama. Earth Conscious Mama. It is a private group. You just go in and say, yes, I will want to join. And she's teaching people who are wanting to be pregnant or who have children how to live a toxic-free life that creates the most healthy child. Well, she also has a video on Vital Health Facebook on a formula that she had learned from someone else, that she went from breast milk to this formula for her son and has had zero, I'm talking zero, loose stools, stomach aches, sinus, nothing associated with any gastrointestinal thing, which is pretty uncommon today with children. He's now 1 year and 2 months old. So if you want to learn about this formula, go to Vital Health Radio Facebook and look for Katie. She has a 4-minute video explaining that. And so I've tasted it. It's actually made with goat milk, blackstrap molasses, and about 7 ingredients. Pretty dang good. A lot of fat, a lot of healthy fat. That's what I'm, of course, always preaching is healthy fat, healthy fat. And saying that, she did do a post on canola oil. That is the biggest red flag. Another big bullet point, the vitamin D, take it in the morning, not night. Second bullet point for me is anything that says canola oil, throw it away. It is one of the worst, most unhealthy foods there is ever sold in this country. So canola oil. Have you heard of canola oil, Sean, much?
I have. I've heard about it on the podcast that you did with Matt Davis.
Oh, yeah.
On the Holistic Navigator. And that opened my eyes to that, and I have taken that advice ever since.
Well, I know Dr. Green, he does, I don't do any cooking. Dr. Green seems to be a kind of a chef, and he does a lot of cooking. And I don't know how much you would focus on that, Dr. Green, but I would say you don't have canola oil in your house.
No, I just have olive and coconut.
There you go. There you go.
Of course, now that he's a married man, he has somebody that can cook for him.
Oh, and
man,
thank the Lord, a lot better than I can cook. I'm a griller myself, so
I can relate to that.
That and breakfast food, like a lot of guys, so I can rock on a grill. But luckily, she cooks extremely well.
Yeah, Ed. Speaking of the terminology oil, MCT oil. I know you recommend that, and if you would, could you share with me and listeners why you recommend MCT oil?
Well, MCT stands for medium chain triglyceride, and it is a very, well, I say, clean burning oil. It does not raise triglyceride levels. It's extremely healthy. It does have one side effect, which is if you use too much, you will and can get a loose stool. I've only had that happen once. But what it does is we now know that there's actually a fourth component of fuel for the body, and it's called ketones. And ketones are fuel that is contributed to the body through fat. It doesn't come from carbohydrates and glucose. And the brain loves to burn ketones for fuel. Dr. McCullough, who he's definitely a nutty guy, which I'm right there in the club with him, but he does about 10 tablespoons a day. I don't know how he does it. But it will help you burn body fat, and it will also help you fuel your brain. Well, those are pretty significant things for me.
And it's very messy, too.
Very messy, has an unusual feel to it, but it's easy if you put it in a protein drink and blend it.
Which is where I use it if I use it, yeah.
What is the recommended dosage?
I only can do 1 to 1.5 tablespoons. McCullough says that if you will build up tolerance just by maybe increasing it, you can get to high levels. I've just been fearful of that because, you know, that's not a good place to be.
That's about the most I can use too, yeah. One tablespoon.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale and all of their locations around the area, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Now today, the search for a life lived in faith, not fear, continues. Let's start with a couple of verses. 1 James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. When times get tough, remember the following words. You matter. You are enough. Often, our greatest challenges during stressful times come from within ourselves. We can sometimes be our own worst enemy. It is fairly easy to walk in fear, doubting ourselves and avoiding challenges we face. We have been given great gifts by God, and one of the greatest is His Spirit inside us. Because of that, we do not have to listen to or believe the lies we sometimes tell ourselves because of fear or because of self-doubt. We do not have to be slaves to fear and doubt, but instead can claim power, love, and self-control. You each possess a unique perspective and set of talents and can have a positive impact on others that no one else can duplicate. Brad Montague, creator of Kid President, motivates us by saying, "You are more. You are magic. Time to be seen. You're more powerful than you know and more loved than you can dream." Now, that may be a bit over the top, but he does encourage a life free of fear. Fear does not have to control you or ruin your life. In fact, if you understand what is causing the fear inside you, it can lead you to a more stable inner peace and a closer relationship with God. Anxiety and fear often arise because we feel that something we value is threatened. This may be physical, emotional, or financial security, or a perceived threat to our relationships, or a loss of our sense of control. One thing I've learned over the years is that control is an illusion. God is in control, not us. We can find that this reality actually frees us from worry and fear. Our sense of well-being and peace and contentment must come from our relationship with God, confidence in His leadership, and the added blessings of all the life and love and joy that He provides us through Jesus. We cannot put our hope and security in our possessions, or work, or spouse, or children, or money, or anything else. All these things can and will fail you. In the last days of the life of Steve Jobs, he said that aside from work, I have little joy, and that one can find material things, but there is one thing that cannot be found when it is lost: life. So please, do not live life in fear. Instead, live your life fiercely in the strength God has provided. God's perfect love drives out fear. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
You know, my friend, what a wonderful amount of words and inspiration to start people's day today on Sunday. That was really remarkable. I love the fact that, you know, we so often are our own worst enemy and sabotage our own happiness, our future, our life. And we are magic, and it's so easy to forget that. So thank you, my friend. You are always a blessing to myself and to this town, and that means the world to me. So
thank you, Ed.
Rest one. You're welcome. My daughter just sent me a text because she knew I was talking about Forrest, and she just basically, I said, what is the, she had written up a diet of him, my grandson, who is extremely smart and all the right things, but physically you can tell he's developing such a sturdiness to him and a mental state that is just amazing. And I really believe it isn't all genetics. It's half genetics, half nutrition. But she did say he's never had sugar yet. That's 1 year and 2 months old. She can count on one hand the amount of time he's had glyphosate, which is Roundup, which is sprayed on so many foods because that causes leaky gut and other things, and eats every single vegetable they've ever given him, and I've sat there and watched it. And lastly, he has a half of an out of avocado at least once a day and normally twice. So that plus some of the baby formula I spoke about, just for those people who really want to delve further into that. You know, we are what we eat, and we just take it for granted. Because most people eat for a couple of reasons. Convenience and taste are the two biggest reasons that people choose foods. And
Dr. Green,
sad, but
Forrest, Ed's grandson, is Ed Jones in the making.
You know, you're right. Yeah, he'll take up that.
He will carry on the
family.
He'll
take on that torch.
Yeah, he sure will.
Well, we'll see. He's a spirited little fella. In fact, my daughter had posted on her Facebook 2 days ago. She was driving down the road, Macaulay Avenue, and she hears some noise in the back. And she has the funniest photo I've ever seen of this shocked look on her face, because he had somehow learned how to unbutton himself out of the car seat. And he was on the middle, smiling the sneakiest grin on earth. And I'm going to send it both to you guys when we finish here. Like, look, eat mama, look what I just figured out.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
He is for sure going to be an Ed Jones.
Absolutely.
That just confirmed.
He's thinking, well, I'll try anything once.
I'm going to be the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old rebel. Boy, they get their hands full, that's for sure.
Poor Katie.
Well, poor Katie. I know, and her husband, Chaz. I hope to get up in the airplane soon. I hope, Dr. Green, I want you and I and perhaps Sean, let's all go up. It'd be a great promo for us as the at Vital Health Radio. We'll do a little video of us going up in the plane. How about it, guys?
I'm ready to go. I was just watching video on the Air Force with their low-level flying, and I got in the mood. I'm ready.
Is there enough room for the three of us?
Oh, it's got six seats in it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? That is going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, a website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and calm, fearless day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.